From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. The music of Todd Snyder can often be two things at the same time. Country and rock, funny and sad. Todd's got a new book, I've Never Met a Story I Didn't Like. And today on the Austin Music Experience, we talk with Todd about getting arrested, the influence of Jerry Jeff Walker, and his sometimes unclassifiable style.
If a friend introduces me to somebody and says, "What's that guy do?" I always say, "You know that song Alice's Restaurant by Arlo Guthrie?" And they'll say, "Yeah." I go, "I kind of just do that for the whole show."
Plus, the Alvin Brothers are in our Studio 1A. Veterans of LA roots rockers The Blasters pay tribute to Big Bill Brunzi with music and conversation. Also, Tao, Without the Get Down, Stay Down, Sylvan Esso, and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Later in the show, former Austinite Todd Snyder talks about his new book and his two-decade career as a singer-songwriter. But first, some new music. In a moment, Israel Nash, who's making his home in Dripping Springs, up first Jack Wilson, who used to live in Seattle. He's got a new single called Oh My Dear, and he plays Stubbs on Wednesday. I guess this could be called the B-side. It's called Ranger. Austin's Jack Wilson, the Austin Music Experience.
Dancing late Monday night.
That was a gentleman named Israel Nash. Wow. Rain Plans is the song. The album's actually called Israel Nash's Rain Plans. Originally from Missouri, he moved to New York and now lives in Dripping Springs. Fans of Neil Young and My Morning Jacket, I count myself amongst them, will like this whole record. Right before Israel Nash's Rain Plans, we heard a guy named Jack Wilson, who used to live in Seattle. He also runs a coffee house called Radio Coffee and Beer here in town. But he is obviously a musician. The new single is called Oh My Dear. We heard the flip side, Ranger. And you can find Jack Wilson at Stubbs on Wednesday night. I think that's the beginning of what he's calling a Red River residency. And this single follows his third solo album, Spare Key, that was out in 2013. On the Austin Music Experience, we now go back and forth. Back to 2011 for Sally Ford and The Sound Outside. Fourth for the new solo record from Sally Ford, who has ditched The Sound Outside. Whole Wide World is this track. This was originally done by Reckless Eric. This is Portland's Sally Ford and The Sound Outside, recorded live in Studio 1A as we go back and forth on the Austin Music Experience.
When I was a young girl, my mama said to me, there's only one boy in the world for you, and he probably lives in Tahiti. I'll go the whole wide world, go the whole wide world just to find him. Go the whole wide world, go the whole wide world to find out where they hide him. Maybe he's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean Sea is blue.
From Portland, that was Sally Ford, a sneak preview of her forthcoming album, Slapback. It comes out October 14th. It's produced by Chris Funk from the Decemberists. You may know Sally Ford from her work with The Sound Outside, and that was what was back behind Could Have Been, the track from Sally Ford. The new one was Sally Ford and The Sound Outside. Whole Wide World from Studio 1A in 2011, a Reckless Eric cover from Sally Ford. Speaking of Oregon, that's where Todd Snyder's originally from, and coming up, we'll talk with the singer, songwriter, and yes, rock on tour, Todd Snyder. He's got a new book called I've Never Met a Story I Didn't Like. Hear all about it as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll learn about a singer who conquered Nashville on her own terms. Leanne Womack was born August 19, 1966 in Jacksonville, Texas. Her father was a high school principal and a part-time DJ, who instilled in his daughter a deep appreciation for traditional country music. When Leanne Womack moved to Nashville to pursue a musical career, her love for classic western swing and honky-tonk put her at odds with the more pop-oriented mainstream record labels. However, she stuck to her traditional Texas roots and quickly attracted the attention of Bill Anderson, Ricky Skaggs, and other prominent local artists.
I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
In addition to helping repopularize traditional country music, Leanne Womack has won numerous awards and has performed with George Strait, Willie Nelson, and many other notable artists. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a man who blended conjunto and country to become the king of Tejano. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin Music News, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. When looking at the 25 most popular music clubs in the U.S., you'd think that the live music capital would get a few, right? Well, wrong. Only one has made the list. The rankings released by industry publication Billboard this week look at ticket sales reported to number-crunching service Billboard Box Score, and Stubbs was the only Austin venue that made the cut, coming in last, actually, at 25. Stubbs' total attendance for 1 year was a little bit more than 116,000. Far from the number one spot with about 339,000, House of Blues Orlando. In fact, the House of Blues brand holds 12 spots in the list, which gives Texas a little bit more clout when it comes to popular music venues. House of Blues Houston was 6, and Dallas, number 4. Can $3 foster creative good in our community? Well, that's exactly what the Austin American Statesman asked this week. Music writer Deborah Sengupta Stith profiled Lauren Bruno. Bruno is the frontwoman of Austin band Les Rauf and the director of $3 Shows, a local organization that, as they put it, promote community, collaboration, and cross-promotion between artists and organizations. The next $3 show is this Saturday at the Swan Dive. There's going to be two music stages, fire dancers, acrobatic yoga, and some free swag and treats from area vendors. And 100% of the profits benefit a local organization. This month's being Energies Balanced, a local yoga and meditation community. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt.
This is Jody Denberg, and I welcome to the Austin Music Experience author, Todd Snyder. The songwriter has a new book called I Never Met a Story I Didn't Like, Mostly True Tall Tales. Hey, Todd.
How are you, man?
I am doing well. Did the book come out of, like, when I see you play, you tell a lot of stories on stage.
Yeah.
Was that part of the impetus for doing this book, those stories?
Yeah, when I try to round it off to a friend, if a friend introduces me to somebody and says, what's that guy do? I always say, you know that song Alice's Restaurant by Arlo Guthrie? And they'll say, yeah. I go, I kind of just do that for the whole show. And Peter Cooper, who just lives around the corner from me, and we hang out all the time, and I kind of talk his face off anyway, he came in and he types as fast as I talk, and took us a couple weeks, I guess.
And do you have a community of friends in East Nashville? Like when you lived in Texas, and I'll get to that in a moment, but
yeah.
You know, there's a community of people. Do you have a community of people there?
For sure. And it's very Austin-y, because I wouldn't say it's the unambitious part of town. It's just the different ambition. And so, the different, you know, like when Reckless Kelly or Hayes or somebody like that comes to town, or Jack Ingram, you'll usually see them over there, and that's where their friends will be. Or it's the two rock for country, two country for rock side of the neighborhood.
Right.
And it's very uncompetitive, very unbitter about not being part of what's happening across the river. And then a lot of, you know, it's like a little drinking town with a bit of a songwriter problem, if you ask me.
Todd Snyder is who we're talking to, and he has a new book, I Never Met a Story I Didn't Like, Mostly True Tall Tales. What's interesting to me is one of the people that you hold up as your biggest hero is Jerry Jeff Walker.
Yeah.
And I've lived in Austin since 77, and that's really, you know, when Jerry Jeff was peaking. I don't think he gets his due these days, but you certainly give it to him.
I sure try to. I have theories on it. Of course, they mean nothing, you know, but it's easier to revere sometimes like a Townes Van Zandt or someone who doesn't still make tons of money every year off one song, you know. And I think a lot of the reason they don't give him as much credit is because he really did, he did hit one out of the park. And so most of the cats that collect records and want to distribute credit around, they give it to more of an underdog type person. And he was the king of the underdog and the big brother to every underdog. I don't know, I've just always revered him so much before I met him, and then even more so after. Right up to and through his reaction to the book.
What was that reaction?
Here's what he said. You left a couple things out of that ball story. Thank you.
That's the title of one of the chapters. I don't know if I can quite
right.
Phrase it, but you'll have to read the book to understand.
And there's a pretty depraved night we had. And then for me, he was the one to remember that I didn't even spill all the beans. I really did just forget some details. But he's a wild one, man. And he's the real, real thing. I don't mean to be rude, but the reason Jimmy Buffett went to Key West was because he showed up in Texas and Jerry Jeff was like, I already decided to do this cowboy. I'm a cowboy now, so why don't you go down to Key West? I've been working the pirate thing.
And you mentioned Jimmy Buffett. You know, your early recording was for a label, well, Margaritaville Records, that Jimmy had a hand in. And you speak really frankly about your relationship in your book with Jimmy. Any reaction from Mr. Buffett to the book?
I have not heard a word from him. And I was hoping, you know, I hope if I see him again, he will, you know, we're friends, but there's been some differences and apologies I've owed him that I don't think he's ever gotten or that I've ever had the nerve to say in person. So there's a couple things that I'm hoping he'll get to see that I learned. He's always been a very good cat to me. And, you know, I was 27, 28 when I met him, so I said some dumb things to him. I probably said some good things to him, too, but they wouldn't have been as entertaining.
Todd, your heart in this book is, I mean, it's on your sleeve in a way. I mean, you don't pull any punches, you don't BS us, but you got a beautiful heart that comes through. I love your interactions with John Prine, especially after, well, in essence, you ask him for some sort of critique and he gives you a negative critique of your songs.
Oh, boy. A clean sweep of the table. Like 1.5 of 17 songs I made up. And then him and Al laughed. And I, you know, that's between not giving Jimmy the respect that I should have or could have in hindsight, and then John saying to me, 1.5 of these are pretty good, I would actually say that's the beginning and the end of what you'd call the sunglasses at night phase of somebody's life. And then John Prine said, oh, you were reading the wrong answer sheet.
Talking with Todd Snyder, his new book, I Never Met a Story I Didn't Like, Mostly True Tall Tales. There's a lot of truth in here. I don't know what's not true, but, you know, there's no apologies. You don't make apologies for your use of substances. I mean, on the book cover, you got a button on that says LSD. You don't hold bitterness against record companies, which a lot of people seem to have. Is that just a reflection of your personality and the way you roll?
It might be a great advertisement for the legalization of marijuana.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
This is such a fun book. I'm going to let the listeners dive into it because there's stories about Hunter Thompson and Garth Brooks and I find, you know, I became more curious about you, Todd. You allude to your marriage. There's not a lot of personal stuff here, but any musician, any human being who can sustain a relationship through the ups and downs of life gets a thumbs up, you know?
Ain't that the truth.
It's a beautiful thing. And so many great songs that you've written, a lot of which, I don't know, there's about 10 songs that are transcribed in the book. Some of my favorites you chose to put in here. Can you just tell me a little bit about one of my favorite songs, Green Castle Blues?
Well, yeah, man, I was speaking of marijuana. I was on my way to a show in Bloomington, and we were in a rental car, and Elvis was driving, and he saw the cop, and he hit the brake, just sort of instinctively like some people do, and that got us pulled over. And I should have said when we got pulled over, we were smoking a joint, because that plays a big role in the story later. And so he smelled that, and pretty soon we were surrounded, and Plan A tanked, Plan B tanked. They're both in the shop. But the Plan B fallout was for me to go to jail, so I went. When I'm sitting in the jail, like the oldest guy by a mile, I hear this. Somebody's listening to my CD, you know. But I hear this song called The Devil You Know, and I thought, maybe I'll try to work this. But I'd been in jail once before and tried to work the I'm a singer angle, and it went the other way. But I decided not to try to pretend I was famous and get out of jail. and I wrote it out and got in the car with Elvis and started heading back towards the gig. And the phone rings, and it's the damn sheriff telling me, man, I was just listening to you. If you'd have said who you were, I could have got you out.
Helicopters over the house again sometimes. You rise above it. Sometimes you sneak below somewhere. In between believing in heaven and facing the devil you know.
One of about 10 songs that are transcribed in this new book, I Never Met a Story I Didn't Like, mostly true tall tales from Todd Snyder. You know, what I'm going to close with is that in this book, you say several times that, you know, your ambition was to be a lifer, someone that could make music for your life. And you're well on your way to being a lifer. Congratulations, Todd.
You got it, man.
All right, Todd Snyder, the book, I Never Met a Story I Didn't Like, mostly true tall tales. Be well, my friend.
All right. Be good, Austin.
There was a time when I was handsome. There was a time when I had money to burn. There was a time when where I landed, it was the least of my, was the least of my concern. But it hurts to lean back in these handcuffs, like nine kinds of shame turned to rage. As a younger man, I might have put up a fight, but I feel like such a fool at my age. Some of this trouble just finds me. No matter where I turn. The number one symptom of heart disease, the number one symptom of heart disease is sudden death. It's like time stands still forever until it starts shaking around on you, shaking around like some crazy old hooker on meth. And you know me, I can't take no preaching, not on Sunday and no other day. But I feel like I ought to be praying or something, and I have no idea what to say. Some of this trouble just finds me. Most of this trouble I earn. I've learned nothing out here on this highway, but I have been passed by, and I have passed by more than my share of car. And I do remember my younger days, when I was so certain that driving even faster was gonna get me far. So there's nothing left for me to learn here, just this half full of half empty cup. Less than an ounce of possession, man, I could do that kind of time standing up. Most of this trouble just finds me, man. No matter where I turn. Late to learn.
Todd Snyder has so many great songs, but that's truly a favorite. Green Castle Blues from his album The Excitement Plan, the one and only Todd Snyder, who talks about that song and his up and down life in a new book called I've Never Met a Story I Didn't Like. Coming up, into Studio 1A with Dave and Phil Alvin we go. Tao minus the Get Down, Stay Down, and a great new band called Sylvan Esso. Stay with us. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Last weekend, we experienced for the first time in Austin the duo Sylvan Esso. They're out of North Carolina, and Amelia Meath is the singer, originally in the band Mountain Man, an a cappella group that backed up Feist a few years ago. Her partner in crime is Nick Sanborn. This is from a Studio 1A session that you can hear more from Sunday at 2 on KUTX, the Austin Music Experience, and an exclusive live performance of Wolf from Sylvan Esso.
Shades, he is, and calls. I ooh, 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 ooh. all my life. If by a melody you stay and sway with me, and I've been a salesman on the side. Kindness be conceived when we wake in the California light. There is a concrete stuck between how we breathe, why we die.
Was Tao Wen on the Austin Music Experience. You probably know her from Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. And that Studio 1A performance, Kindness Be Conceived, originally on her album, We the Common. Nice solo version. And Sylvan Esso with Wolf, recorded live in Studio 1A. North Carolina duo has a little jazz, a little electronica, and a little pop in their sound. And Sylvan Esso played more music in Studio 1A. You can hear the session Sunday at 2 with Art Levy on KUTX. We continue the Austin Music Experience with a couple of gentlemen we never thought we'd hear play together again, Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin of the Blasters. And you'll hear how they came back together to make this new record Common Ground. But first, let's hear one of their Big Bill Brunzi covers, All By Myself, in an exclusive Studio 1A performance.
Just around the world. When I get back, I'm gonna have diamonds and pearls all by myself.
All by myself.
Yeah, by myself.
All by myself.
I don't need no one to help me, got to do it all by myself.
Locked up in jail, I weren't no hanging crime. But now I'm on the farm, boys, and I'm doing time all by myself.
All by myself.
All by myself.
Yeah, by myself.
I don't need no one to help me, I can do it all by myself. Jim, all of Uncle Sam's soldiers, I could take care of them all by myself.
All by myself.
All by myself.
Yeah, by myself.
I don't need no one to help me, I can do it all by myself.
Take it, Phil.
I got you, son. What you been?
And I'm by myself.
All by myself.
All by myself.
All by myself. I don't need no one to help me. I can do it all by myself.
A nice live take by Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin of All By Myself, a Big Bill Brunzi song. Those guys, of course, played in the Blasters years ago, and Phil still does. Jay Trachtenberg talked with the Alvins about Big Bill Brunzi's influence on their music.
The thing about Big Bill, he gets downplayed a little bit these days, you know, because he didn't make one record and then die, you know. And he had a career. He was... In the 1930s and 40s, he would be considered a star in the blues world. Big Bill's influence extended to everybody from the Chicago guys like Sonny Williams and Number One and Big Joe Williams and people like that to Muddy Waters and people like that later on. But he had songs recorded by Bob Wills. You know, he was a huge influence on the English of, you know, skiffle scene and to Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page.
I got the key to the highway. Down and by the road. He fell drunk. Walking his blows too slow.
Those kind of folks, all the way to, you know, a couple of goofball brothers from Downey, California, you know.
Phil and Dave Alvin, Dave and Phil Alvin. Get you to do a couple more?
Yeah, we'll do maybe his most famous composition. Big Bill's most famous composition is a thing called Key to the Highway. When my brother was 12, my mom drove him up to take harmonica lessons from Sonny Terry, the great blues harmonica player, so...
Yeah.
I think Phil will try to show you everything right now that he...
That I forgot, yeah.
All righty.
I've got the key to the highway, built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, cause walking's most too slow. I'm going back to the border, girl, where I'm better known. Cause you've never done nothing but drove a good man away from home. Now when the moon peeps over the mountain, yes, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam this highway till the break of day.
mama, and help me with this heavy load. Cause I'm due in West Texas now, got to get on the road. I'm going back to West Texas, I'm going way behind the sun. I'm gonna ask the good Lord, what evil have I done? So give me one more kiss, mama, yeah, before I go. Cause when I leave this town, you know I won't be back no more. Highway, build out and bound to go. I gotta leave here running, cause walking is most too slow.
Brothers reunited, Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin, with a take on Key to the Highway from Studio 1A. You can find their original version on their new album Common Ground. Of course, the Derek and the Dominoes version is legendary as well. Thanks for listening. You can find video of our Studio 1A sessions at our website, kutx.org, and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Austin Music Experience. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.